are listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. I'm Dr. Gabby, holistic health expert and founder of Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business. I'm so excited to share today's interview with you. It's full of so much information and insight for anyone who's working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. I've brought someone on the program who I just know you're going to love. For today's interview, I've invited Elizabeth Mary Hancock. Elizabeth is an emotional freedom and transformational wealth coach. She had a career in human resources before she became an EFT therapist. Elizabeth completed Margaret Lynch's Tapping into Wealth coaching program, and now she helps small business owners and budding entrepreneurs to release and clear the emotional and money blocks that are holding them back in her transformational one-on-one and group coaching sessions. Welcome, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Gabby. It's so lovely to be here. And hello, everyone. And thanks for that lovely introduction.
Yeah. So I am a big fan of EFT. I was introduced to it in graduate school about 10 years ago, and I've used it on and off for a long time. But for those of us who are listening that have never heard of EFT, can you explain a little bit about what it is and how it works?
Yeah, sure, I will. So EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is often known as tapping. And it's basically that it is tapping. You use your fingers to tap on certain points around the face and head. Some people use the hands as well. And these are points that I'll explain it as simply as possible. So these are basically points that calm the nervous system. So when you have a reaction in your nervous system, so something triggers you to get nervous or embarrassed or scared, that reaction that you're having is your flight or fight response. And I like to describe it as the flight, fight or freeze response, because I think nowadays we generally can't run away. It's not really PC to fight anymore. And usually we just kind of freeze and we're kind of frozen in fear a lot of the time. And that is our very basic human, you know, the way the body works is it in the olden days when we were cavemen, that used to keep us alive. And we still have that nervous system running through our bodies that is doing exactly the same thing. So every time we come across a situation that is potentially that our subconscious thinks is potentially scary, it will react. Your nervous system will react, and the idea is that it stops you doing it because your nervous system wants you to, your subconscious, sorry, wants you to keep safe, to stay safe. But obviously, in modern life, that's not very helpful a lot of the time. So it can really, really hold us back. I mean, mm-hmm. Thing is getting nervous before a presentation, or you know, feeling really embarrassed about I don't know, it's simple, you know, how your body reacts when you meet someone that you really quite like the look of, and you get a bit, you know, you start to blush and that kind of thing. It's that response, and tapping or EFT works just very, very simply to calm that response. Now, it works literally on that superficial level, but it also works on a much deeper level, a much more sort of complex level, on deeper issues that involve things like trauma and things that have happened to you that have kind of programmed the way you react to things. So we do look back a lot into past programming and past events that are still having an impact on the way that you're living your life today and holding people back.
Okay, so would you say that some of these experiences that we had affect our ability to start a business or grow a business or make money or things like that?
Yes, absolutely. And I know a lot of people will find this a bit of a stretch, but it will resonate with a lot with others. But if you think about starting a new business, especially if you've been in a kind of safe corporate job, that's quite a big step to take. And you have to be quite a brave person to do that. And even the bravest people will have some kind of nervousness. And nerves can be very good because they can create a bit of excitement and push us on and drive us forward to be successful. So some people can kind of do the feel the fear and do it anyway approach. But for other people, it's just a bit too hard. And they might try that approach and they might get a certain distance, they might get a certain amount of success, but then they might reach a bit of a dead end and feel like, oh, I've got so far, but I can't quite make the step to the next level. And those are the kind of clients that I help, the ones that they know where they want to go, but they just can't quite get there. I do help people as well that are just desperately want to do something, don't quite know what it is, and need to tap into their intuition and their kind of their goals and their visions and all that kind of thing. But the really rewarding people are those people that they want to do it, but they're just, you know, something is holding them back, and they very often don't know what that is. So part of the work I do is figuring out what that is, and then bringing in some of the tapping and other energy techniques I use to clear the blocks and to allow them to move forward into their full potential and into success and ultimately making more money.
That sounds really fascinating. So you used to work in human resources, right? You used to make people redundant and have to deal with all that stuff. How did you move from working in that capacity to becoming an emotional freedom and transformational wealth coach?
Yeah. So it took me a while to see the link, actually, but I know I did actually have to make 50 people redundant in one day once. And the worst thing was that I had recruited most of them because I was HR for a startup. And that was on the day, one of the worst days of my life. But then seeing those people through that process, which took a couple of months, you know, they got money, and a lot of them through some of the coaching that I did with them and other people that we provided for them, they actually, it widened their horizons, and most of them left with really good prospects or a great job to go to. But it was doing that I thought, I'm kind of done with doing this kind of HR work. So I went into more management development and training. And obviously that was on a corporate level, but it was still helping people with their limiting beliefs, with their management technique, which is still quite related to what I do now. As I said, even though I didn't realize for a while. So when I had my first child, Isabel, there was a massive restructuring. We had a new head of HR and they didn't want to make me redundant. I think they're a bit scared because I was on maternity leave, but I kind of pushed for it because I knew that, I absolutely loved being a mother and I wanted a good break. I wanted the payout they were giving me. And I knew that I couldn't go back to that kind of a job. You know, we'd moved out of London. I knew it wouldn't balance with the kind of mother that I wanted to be, that personally I couldn't have coped with that, with juggling that much. And people do it and I'm in awe of them. I think they're amazing. I'm certainly not against working mothers. But for me, I knew my husband had a really full-on job and it wouldn't have worked. So then I had my second child and I discovered EFT, this technique, just before I had him. And I won't go into detail, but I had a very horrible birth with my first child and I had what's known as birth trauma. And I discovered EFT through a birth trauma workshop. And when I walked in, I just thought, what on earth are these people doing? These people tapping on your hair, on your face. And I wanted to run away, but I couldn't. And so I went with it. And 25 minutes later, I was absolutely fine about what had happened to me and during Isabel's birth. And I was booked in for a C-section, a cesarean, because I made such a fuss that I didn't want to go through it again. And then I was like, no, I'm going to try for a natural birth. And I ended up having a water birth with Josh and he was £10.03. So, you know, it works. This EFT stuff really works. And then I thought I'm going to retrain in it because I loved it so much. I addressed so many issues that I thought I had addressed, but I hadn't really in the past. I've got a book coming out in a while and it tells you a bit more about kind of where I came from and the kind of challenges I had. And EFT just helped me with so many of them. And I started working with clients, helping them with trauma and limiting beliefs and that kind of stuff. And then I wanted to do the link it to the business side. And I discovered Margaret Lynch, who I absolutely love, and did her training and ended up being able to help people on the business side with their money blocks, which is the best work I've ever done. I absolutely love it.
That's so exciting. Yeah, I looked up the Margaret Lynch program after I read your bio and I learned a little bit more about your training. And that seems like a great foundation for helping people to address some of these money and business issues that they're facing, like whether it's promoting themselves or getting out and, you know, talking to new clients or getting their finances in order, paying attention to, you know, the money they're spending and the money they're earning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Margaret is so generous and so, you know, she just doesn't miss anything. And if anyone's interested in her programs, I'm an affiliate, so access it through the link I give you. because she is so generous, she gives us money to send people her way. But she's, she's amazing. And she's kind of brought making the link between tapping and money, I think, is just genius, because a lot of the time we're using it on past traumas and things like that, but it's hard to identify what they are, because you don't realize that something, you know, the way that your parents spoke about money has a direct impact on how you act around money and how you grow your business. And Margaret's done that work for us, so we're just taking it forward and spreading the word and making more transformations, which is fabulous.
Yeah. And so after you did these trainings, you decided very bravely that you were going to set up a practice, right? And you were going to start serving people and coaching people. And so did you face challenges in getting set up and finding clients and building your website and all these things we have to do?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was already doing that before I started working with Margaret. And it would have been so much easier if I discovered Margaret first, because she would have basically done all that for me. And so in the last year, I've really taken my, like everything that I offer, put it together into packages, put it online, like the ideal model. And that's been so kind of, I'm not saying this to brag, but it's been really easy emotionally. Hasn't been easy work-wise. It's been really hard work this year. But it's been easy emotionally and like limiting belief and doubting myself-wise, because I've done this work. So that's been pretty easy. But before I'd done this work, you know, I was flooded with, it's going to be too much work. It's going to impact my relationship with my husband, because I'll be really stressed. It's going to be impact my ability to be a good mother. You know, loads of different things. How are people going to view me if my business is successful? What if they know that I'm trying and then I fail? You know, they're going to take the mickey out of me. And I had tried a few different things at this point, and people were like, what is she doing now? So I'm sure that a lot of people have that kind of thing. So all those thoughts were flooding through me and creating this stress, and that was what was holding me back. And so doing this work, it's just got rid of all that, and it's like, yeah, bring it on. What's my next thing that I need to do now? So it's great.
I've heard that a lot with my students. So I teach this Women in Wellness course, and I wanted to give them really practical skills for the marketing and the social media and the blogging. And what I found on our weekly calls when we were doing our group calls and reviewing our homework was this thing that you're describing about limiting beliefs and self-doubt. And it seems like it's a big issue for a lot of practitioners. And sometimes I think they don't even make the connection between the fact that they have an idea to write a book for the last 10 years and they're not actually writing it. They don't actually make those connections to the deeper limiting beliefs and self-doubt. So I guess my question is, how do we sort of shine a light on this for people who are listening, who maybe it is resonating that there are some things holding them back, or maybe they're not quite sure what's holding them back. How do we shine a light on this and really, you know, help people to become more successful and more prosperous? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really, really hard because I think a lot of the time people don't realize that they have these issues. And if they don't realize, they don't know what needs to be done. So programs like yours are brilliant because, and I think a lot of business coaching programs out there end up being, the majority is about mindset and motivation, leadership, that kind of thing. Once you've got that sorted, the rest can kind of just happen. Or you're in such a good place that you just hire someone else to do it for you. because I hate anything technical. But so how do we shine a light on that? I think, you know, there are a lot of really good free resources out there. But the problem with that is that there are so many that that in itself is overwhelming. So I know one of the reasons I was stuck is because I kept thinking, oh, I can get this stuff from YouTube, or I've got that seminar that came to me through an email, webinar, whatever. And I would spend hours listening to all this stuff. But it would only give you a little bit, and then it was just a sales pitch. And so that's really hard. So to be honest, I don't think there's any way of doing it on your own. If you're in business, you need to get yourself a coach, and you need to make sure that coach is the right person. So you need to have a, just trust your instinct. You need to have a good feeling about working with that person. They don't need to be your best friend. And sometimes you probably won't like your coach, because that's the whole idea. They push you so that you do, you know, blast through your barriers and do what you need to do to be successful, but they will do it in a very supportive way and in, you know, very nurturing. That's how I work anyway, and I know you do as well. So is it really hard to shine a light on it yourself? You know, if people really I don't believe anybody cannot afford a coach. I think you can always find the money or cut money somewhere else. But if someone is really struggling, then maybe buddy up with someone and coach each other. And especially if we're talking about people that want to be coaches themselves, how can you be a coach if you haven't got a coach? You know, it's crazy, really, isn't it? And that's something I realized for a while. I didn't have a coach, and yet I was calling myself a coach. I was like, that's pretty ridiculous. So we all need pushing, and you might work with a coach just for a year or two and then need another coach because you've kind of outgrown that coach, or you grow with the coach, whatever. But I really believe there's someone out there for everyone, and there are coaches that work on really different levels, different financial models, different group coaching or individual coaching. You know, there is someone out there for everyone.
Yeah, I would say that that's a theme that came up in all of these conversations that I've been having during the summit, is the idea of support, the idea of mentorship, of having, you know, someone that can guide you and push you out of your comfort zone, and then also surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are on a similar journey. Because like you mentioned, sometimes our family or friends can look at us like we're crazy when we get another certification and set up another coaching business, and it can be discouraging because they don't understand what we're trying to do. And so that's been a theme. Do you have a peer group? Do you have a mentor as part of your business?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have loads, to be honest. I have my what I call my business coach, and who's helped me grow my business on the marketing side and online. I still work with Margaret just because I think she's awesome, and I'm working through her other programs. And she does, you know, that's audio, so I just listen to them while I'm running, and it's just fabulous. And I have an amazing VA who's really good on the technical side. And because I talk to her so often, we bounce ideas off each other, and that's really helpful too. And the other thing you mentioned about family and friends there, I used to not really talk to my husband about my business. I think he's not really into this whole woo-woo energy world that I'm in. And but he's actually given up his city job last year and started, he's been able to follow his dream. And I was able to support him in that because I wasn't filled with the fear of, oh my goodness, we're losing all this money that he was earning and all those kinds of things. So doing this work has actually helped my relationship with him because I haven't got all these hang-ups of, oh, well, he earns loads of money and I don't. You know, we are more peers now. Because he's at home, we're able to share the childcare more. So it's, it's just, yeah. Again, I keep saying it's great, but it is.
Well, I think you have to be really passionate about the therapy or the practice or the modality that you're doing in order for your business to be successful, because it's that enthusiasm, right, that will really be contagious and inspire people to work with you. You have to have that excitement, I think.
Yes, yeah. And I think also just something else that's popped into my head about, you were talking about, you know, the support network, that kind of thing. If you join a group coaching program, you will have, usually they have a Facebook group or a membership site. So even if you don't get to meet face to face, the support that's usually offered there is so important. So much so that's, you know, I love the group model and I love the individual. So the program that I run is a combination of the both, which I think works fantastically because you get the best of both worlds. As you know, with your clients, when they're together, it's everyone bounces ideas off of each other and lifts each other up, and when one person's struggling, the others will rescue and vice versa. So it's it works really well.
Yeah, that community piece I think is really significant. That's another theme that came up in the conversations. It's something about realizing that we're not the only one who's struggling with something. We're not the only one who has doubt. We're not the only one who doesn't understand something. Yeah. Having that transparency and seeing that mirrored back to us, it seems to be very empowering.
I completely agree. Absolutely.
So I'm wondering, for you personally, what does it mean for your business or your life to be successful? Because we're approaching this from like a holistic perspective. So I don't think many of us are in this just to make millions of dollars and have a private plane. I think it's a different value system. So for you, what does that mean?
For me, it's definitely about that feeling internally. So just being truly happy with life where I am right now, appreciating it, living in the present moment, not getting hung up on, you know, things that would really have irritated me in the past. Just knowing that, yeah, and what I'm saying, it doesn't mean to say I haven't got goals and ambitions. I have, and they're bigger than they've ever been. But I know that I'm exactly where I should be right now. And just that's a really nice, it's just such a lovely feeling inside, like deep in your heart, you just think, yes, this is right. The other thing is the transformation, witnessing that and seeing that in the people that I coach, seeing their, not just their businesses grow, but the way they change as people, similar to everything I've said about myself, obviously that's the transformation that my clients go through. And that is just, that blows me away. You know, they repair relationships, they're less stressed, they become empowered, have a better relationship with their children, some lose weight. It all sounds quite dramatic, but people do that. It's great. That's how it works. So for me, it's about that. I think prosperous is kind of like feeling contented and a bit lucky, I guess, like blessed. Not lucky is not the right word, but I feel very blessed. I feel blessed that things that have happened to me that haven't been so great have actually led me to where I am now, and have, there's been a gift in every single one of those negative experiences, and a lot of that is being able to help others through the same thing. Material wise, we love our holidays. So we live a fairly simple life so that we can go on lots of nice holidays. They're not flash holidays, but we like to go away and make memories with our children. So that's important to me.
And considering how good the weather is where you are, I'm sure you love to get away to sunnier places.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So, yeah, it's certainly, as you say, it's certainly not, you know, I want a private jet and I'd like to travel first class every time I travel, but that's not quite in the budget yet. But hopefully one day. But yeah, it's certainly not the flash cars. We have just ordered a new car, which I'm very excited about, but it's not flash. It's just very practical and very nice. But yeah, it's as you say, it's so much more than material stuff. And I think I like to think that the world is changing a little bit and we're putting more value on the important things. Maybe it's just the people I hang out with now through doing this work. I've met so many amazing people like you. But yeah, it's more than just material things.
Mm-hmm. And so other than, you know, doing EFT every time you feel that fight or flight and getting a coach to make sure that you have that good support, is there anything else that comes to mind as advice for someone who's just starting out or needs to have a breakthrough? They need to get to that next level. Any other tips?
Yeah, as you said, get yourself a coach. And if you know you've got money issues, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be EFT. If you like what I've said, then that's great. EFT is great because you can do it on your own. And there are loads of videos on YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel and stuff. But it's 1,000 times more powerful if you have someone kind of directing you and getting to working on the issues that you need to work on, really. But putting all that aside, I think one mistake I made last year was when I was in the middle of doing my first summit, like you are now. It was so much work that I did quite a few nights not finishing work till 2 a.m, going to bed so late, not sleeping because I was so wired, obviously working late, looking at the computer screen and just having all this stress run through my body. And that I like to exercise first thing in the morning. So that slipped and I was tired. So I was eating badly and I put on a good, probably nearly, I think it was 3/4 stone. So I think that's like 10 pounds, over 10 pounds. And that was horrible. And it was really hard to get back, you know, to get my fitness back. So now that is most of the time a non-negotiable. I'm not perfect. I do slip up sometimes, but I think trying to have that, you know, it will help you in your business. If you can commit to an exercise program and a self-care program, that's going to help you in your business. So that for me is a really key thing. And then the other thing that has really helped me with overwhelm is, and I don't, again, I'm not perfect, so I don't do this all the time, but it's something I get my clients to try and do, is instead of writing a really long to-do list, you can have that, but you need to have it out of sight so you're not looking at it all the time because that can trigger overwhelm. But to have 3 things to do each day and only 3 things. And if you do those 3 things, then you celebrate. And you do those 3 things first before you get distracted with emails, with Facebook, with anything else that you do. That's really, really helped my kind of balance, if you like.
That's really great. I'm a big fan of self-care. I've been teaching that for a long time. And I definitely see the value in the celebrating the small things, because sometimes we're working on these projects that take months, you know, like a summit, you're planning it for so long, and you have to celebrate the daily things that you accomplish so that you maintain that enthusiasm and happiness. So the way that you and I met was because you are also organizing and launching a summit. So can you tell the listeners maybe how they can find out about you and your work and your summit that you're launching so that they can take advantage?
Yeah, so I think mine will Your listeners might catch the tail end of it, but if they can't access it, that's fine, because we're going to give them a link to it. But the summit is called Think Big and Shine: How to Create Your Dream Business, Release Your Blocks and Live Your Passion. And I chose that title because I feel like that's exactly where I am now. And I've interviewed some amazing experts, exactly like yourself, you included, obviously, and just people that are really, you know, they're rocking it and they're enjoying rocking it. They are really living their passion. I just think now it's so sad if people aren't doing that. And I think everyone can do that. So yeah, that's really exciting.
That's exciting. And so they can find that at elizabethmaryhancock.com?
Yes, they can. There'll be a link to it. And I think we can put on the email a link so they can get access. We can sort that out for them.
Excellent. Well, it's been amazing talking to you and learning about EFT and how to create more wealth and release emotional blocks. And I hope that everyone goes and checks out your work and hires you as a coach so that they can have more success. I would really enjoy for everyone to break through these things. And
absolutely. And yeah, it's perfect timing, actually, because I am my 1-year program, which includes all of this work, is launching soon. So if anyone wants to talk to me about that, then just get in touch, email me liz@elizabethmaryhancock.com, and we can talk more about that. But it's been such a pleasure. Thank you, Gabby. It's so nice to have interviewed you, and then you interviewed me. It's lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. A special thanks to our sponsor, the International Association of Wellness Professionals, which provides world-class education from the industry's most renowned experts in holistic health, natural medicine, wellness coaching, and entrepreneurship. If you liked this interview and you want to learn more about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business, you can sign up for Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to use your health and wellness education as a springboard to success. Thanks for listening. I hope you indulge in each and every one of the speaker interviews, because they have so much information and insight for anyone who is working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. If you've been hustling to grow and learning as you go, but you're overwhelmed by all the pieces of the puzzle and how to make it happen, we are here to support you. I would just love to move you to a place of wild success in your work and life. You can find me online at GabriellePolici.com, GabrielleTV on Twitter, and Dr. Gabby Polici on Instagram. Bye for now.